USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia and Ukrainian delegates meet today in Istanbul, Turkey, for the latest round of peace talks, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was asked to give an update on the current status of those negotiations.
I would leave it to our Ukrainian partners to characterize whether there is any genuine progress.
The move comes as Russia is reportedly reducing its military activity near Kyiv. President Biden is hosting Singapore's prime minister at the Oval Office on Tuesday, the president affirming the U.S.'s commitment to defending the Indo-Pacific region.
My administration is strongly supportive of moving rapidly to implement the Indo-Pacific strategy.
Biden also set to sign an anti-lynching bill into law later this afternoon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO, with any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Home prices are continuing to go up across the country. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index for January showing just over a 19% annual gain in home prices from 1 year ago. Phoenix topping the list with a 32% annual increase. Tampa and Miami round out the top three on the index's 20-city composite list. Washington, D.C., Minneapolis, and Chicago saw the smallest gains, but were still all up double digits from a year ago. Over 20 states are filing an action against the Biden administration to end the federal COVID mask mandate on planes and other public transportation. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the mandate has been in place for too long.
And I think most people thought that this was going to go to the way of the buffalo, but you have an extension. Then you have Fauci coming out saying they may need to impose additional restrictions in the future. And we need to let people live their life.
USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
As Russia and Ukraine hold peace talks on Tuesday, Russia is also clarifying its nuclear weapon usage.
As world leaders continue to explain what was meant in a statement or a speech, it's Russia's turn. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said in an interview with PBS Monday that Russia would only use nuclear weapons if there was a threat for existence to the country and not due to the war in Ukraine. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate is in session this week, and on Monday, the Senate passed the America Competes Act with 68 yeas and 28 nays. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, touting the bill's passage.
I believe that this bill will go down as one of the most important steps Congress can take towards creating more jobs, fixing our supply chains, and refueling another generation of American ingenuity that will strengthen our economy for a long, long time.
The bill now heads to a conference committee so the two chambers can reconcile their differences before passing a final bill. The college campus where First Lady Jill Biden teaches is closed today because of a bomb threat. Officials with Northern Virginia Community College announced a code red at the Alexandria campus Tuesday and evacuated faculty and students. There's no word on whether the threat is connected to the First Lady, but the Alexandria campus will remain closed for the rest of the day. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.